Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chagiga. In Mishneh Hey, we continue with more on the topic of the ne'amonos of an Elam Haaretz, believing in Am Haaretz about Tumah, which we normally don't ever do, but under certain circumstances, we do believe in even in Am Haaretz about Tumah and Tahara. And our Mishneh Hey is going to give us a further example of that. Now, in general, it's important to note that a Kli Cheres, a ceramic vessel, which becomes tameh, cannot be made tahor, except by breaking it. Smash it, cut a hole, punch a hole in it. If it is ruined so that it is no longer useful, now it's tahor. And so people would need, if you need tahor vessels, you need ceramic jugs or barrels, which is the main kind of jug or barrel they had back then, you'd have to buy new ones in order to get something tahor. If you're barrel got tameh, you had to buy new ones. Also, cheres breaks fairly easily, so people were always buying new cheres. And particularly in Yerushalayim and around the Beis HaMikdash, people were always looking for new tahor ceramic vessels. Now, this, of course, was well known that this was a general need. And so, therefore, the Mishnah tells us, in the area around Yerushalayim, min hamodi is Vilifnim, from the city of Modi'in, Modi'is is the same as Modi'im or Modi'in, within a circle around Yerushalayim, the outer edge of which is this city of Modi'in, min Modi'is Vilifnim, inside that circle, Ne'emanim al Kli Cheres. We believe an Am Haaretz potter, when he tells us that the new ceramic utensils he is selling are Tahor Lakodesh. However, min hamodi is v'lachutz, outside that circle, right, out of the city of Modi'in or an equivalent distance from Yerushalayim in other directions, ein ne'emanim. We don't believe him outside the circle, right, because only inside the circle do we have that pressing need, because it's close enough to Yerushalayim that we're always looking for new tahor ceramic vessels. Now, it's important to note, and we kind of referenced this in the previous mission as well, the way Gzeros Derabanan work is that they're uniform. There's a rule, and the rule makes a line somewhere, and that's the line. The line doesn't move. It has to be uniform without exceptions other than those that are built into the actual Gzera itself, right? You know, if it's not something that's built into the Gzera, we have a rule of lo plug Rabbanan. The Rabbanan don't differentiate. And that's because you have to draw the line somewhere, right? And so, yes, sometimes you can say, well, what's the difference if it's exactly 1 inch this way or 1 inch that way? And sometimes there really isn't a difference. Sometimes there is. But sometimes there really isn't a difference. But you got to draw the line somewhere. And since you got to draw the line somewhere, the Chachamim would draw the line. And that is where the line is, period. Even if it sometimes we end up with some surprising ramifications, like the one that the Mishnah is about to give us. So here's what happens. Hakadarshu mocher kederos. If you have a potter who is traveling, selling his pots, nichnas lefim min hamodi'is, if he goes within the Modi'in circle, hu hakadar, same guy, Vehena kaderos, same pots. Vehena lokim, same buyers. But he's inside the Modi'in circle. Ne'eman. He is believed. He tells us the pots are tahor. We can believe him. And the pots are tahor. However, yatza, if he walks outside of that circle, same potter, same pots, same buyers, eino ne'eman. He is no longer believed, because that's how the Din Derabanan works. As long as you're within the exception zone, then there's an exception. But outside of that zone, there's no exception, and we don't believe in Am Haaretz when he tells us a pot is tahor. And therefore, if he's outside of the Modi'in circle, and he tells us the pots are tahor, we don't believe him. Now, we could say to him, well, you know, I would rather buy this pot from you, you know, 100 feet down the road in that direction. Would you mind going with me? And if he then goes over the line and then he tells you it's tahor, well, then that works. And that's fine. It's very similar in this way to the the unusual ramification we had in the previous Mishnah about the Am Haaretz who waited a full year until Shas Hagitos to give the Truma to the Kohen. And there too, we said that works because that's how the rule is formulated. And so as long as he manages to be in the space where we are allowed to believe him, then we do. And we consider the pot to be Tahar.